The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one, as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you love them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see the glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, it would be very, very difficult to improve this morning of what you just heard in the Gospel, that lovely reading from the Gospel of John, Jesus' prayer for his apostles, for his disciples, for his followers. And that included you and me. So where are we in relation to that? And somebody said the great scandal among Christians is the division among Christians. And Jesus was a Jew, and our religion came directly from the Jewish religion. And isn't it sad today when you see all the fighting and absolute bitterness going on at the present time in that very part of the world where Jesus walked and spoke these beautiful words, absolutely beautiful words. And I've given them the glory that you gave me, so that they may be one. And so our call in life is a call to love and to be one, and to show our oneness and our love and our care for one another. And when we fail in that, we fail in everything. We no longer can honestly call ourselves followers of Christ, followers of Jesus. And there are so many people today who say, I believe in God, but I hate so-and-so, or I hate Muslims, or I hate Jews, or I hate... You're people who say that are not followers of God. And more people die every day. More people are slaughtered every day. More people are locked up in prison every day because of religion. How did we get to that stage? How did we ever arrive at that point in our lives? All the hatred and the bitterness. You know, not every follower of Islam is bad. Muslims, some wonderful people. Wonderful. I think I said to you before that the ordinary, good-living Muslim has a great love for Jesus. They'll never say the word, mention the name Jesus, without following another word, Pibo, meaning peace be upon him. How often as Christians we use that beautiful name, Jesus, or Christ, we use it as an expletive to add emphasis maybe to what we're saying. I find that hurts me to the very, you know, center of my heart when I hear the lovely name, the beautiful name, Jesus or Christ, being used as an expletive. Do we have a great respect for that name? Do people know that we are followers and true Christians by our care for one another? That's what Jesus is praying for in the gospel this morning. A beautiful prayer. I pray that they may be one as we are one, Father, you in me and I in them. I pray. And that was, these are the last words of Jesus to his followers. I pray that they may be one. That the love with which you love me may be in them and I in them. How absolutely beautiful.